Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves the experience of cracking them open, or you love the convenience of no-shell pistachios like myself, Wonderful Pistachios is the perfect healthy snack for when hunger strikes. And there are a bunch of tasty flavors to choose from too, like honey roasted, smoky barbecue, jalapeno lime, and more. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Sirius XM Radio presents, in conjunction with House of Athlete, I Am Athlete Tonight.
What up, what up, what up, everyone? This is I Am Athlete Tonight. I am your host, Emmy-nominated sports analyst and amateur chef, Lijie Dousbeau, with my guys, world-renowned sports columnist, proud graduate of Florida Agricultural Mechanical University.
We call it Florida Agricultural Mechanical University.
Say FAMU, huh?
FAMU. FAMU.
My guy, Omar Kelly, and also the guy that literally knows everyone. The guy that went to the West Virginia University 2014 Pro Bowl corner, Adam Pac-Man Jones. Fellas, how you guys doing?
I'm doing good, baby. What's up, Bose? What's up, Omar?
We had a phenomenal live opening. Debut. I'm still in the afterglow of that. The guys were phenomenal. Show was, you know, despite all the adversity and hurdles that we had to go through, a certain NFL team making us getting our guests to unconfirm.
Put a name on it.
Nah, because I still want that guest.
But yeah. It was perfect though. You know why? Because it gave a chance for the crowd to really dive in,
yeah,
and you know, not read but in between the lines and get to know each one of us. You know what I mean? I wish you would have been there too, but it was an unbelievable atmosphere, man.
I think we even need to dig in deeper in terms of letting the crowd know. And I do believe that that's part of I Am Athlete, which is the audience needs to know more of you guys and needs to know more of your lives.
Yeah.
And we gonna work on that.
And personality too, in person, you know, like I think they was really shocked to see how funny we was as a group though. Like, you know what I mean? Us as a group, you know, what anywhere we on the radio, you know, but in person it's a little bit more funny because, you know, they right there. So you got to make sure we entertaining.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah, man. It would have been dope to be out there with you guys. You know, fortunately I had to call a game. Man,
you had to be a responsible adult.
Yeah, I had to work.
Yeah, to call a game, man. Get all the money, bro.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to grind just like everybody else now, but I heard good things from the live show, man. Again, I wish I could have been there. Shout out to everybody in New York that showed up, had fun, asked questions. But it's only the beginning, right, fellas? We're going to keep it moving. But, man, what a weekend in sports, fellas. So much to dive into, so let's get it. Giants got a big win versus the Tennessee Titans. And even though it's only week one, it looks like Brian Daboll is changing the culture in New York. We'll discuss that. Hey, Aaron Rodgers is not happy with the Green Bay offensive performance versus the Vikings. But guess what? He only has himself to blame. We'll talk about that. And Russell Wilson heads back home to Seattle to play in his first game as a Denver Bronco tonight. What type of reception will he get? We're watching ESPN right now, and there's a lot of people that have signs up, Omar, that says 12 greater than 3. So it could be a mixed reception for –
hold up.
What?
Wait. Huh?
Yeah, they're saying 12 because they're, you know, the 12 man there. They're saying that. So we'll see what type of reception he gets. We'll talk about that too. But first, seems like Dak Prescott will be out for 6 to 8 weeks. Now, the Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott underwent successful surgery on his right thumb earlier today after he was injured in the season opening 19-3 loss to the Tampa Bay Bucks on Sunday night. Now, again, he is expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks, and the injury will likely land him on injured reserve, according to multiple sources. Now, Prescott was injured in the fourth quarter when he was hit on the hand by outside linebacker Shaq Barrett while he was rushing the passer to get to him. Prescott will meet with the Cowboys hand specialist on Monday, but according to multiple sources, he will have a pin and plate inserted into the area to stabilize the joint. Now, Prescott said initially he thought he just jammed his finger, right? And didn't believe it was that serious. But when he went to the locker room, got the X-ray, found out it showed a fracture. And
hairline
now,
fracture. Yeah, now get you every time.
Now he'll be out for several weeks. Now, this is what Dak Prescott had to say about injuring his thumb and then also being away from the team for several weeks.
Thought I jammed it. I mean, I've hit my hand on helmets or bodies a lot in my career and never really had anything, maybe a jammed finger here, and I actually thought that's what it was. Just the next play, realized I couldn't grip the ball, let the sideline know. And then when I got off, yeah, I told the trainers the same thing. I was just like, I can't grip. I feel like if you yank it, I'll be okay. And no, we came in, got x-rays, and things are different. The injuries happen. Can't necessarily control it. Just unfortunate. Obviously going to miss some time, not be there for my team. And that's what hurts more than anything, especially after the start that we just put out there.
Now, Prescott completed only 14 of his 29 passes for 134 yards and was intercepted once, sacked twice, while the Cowboys were held without a touchdown in the season opener for the first time going back to 2001. Now, the thumb injury also capped off a very, very strange week for Prescott. He was limited in Thursday's practice because of a sore ankle that he blamed on a new pair of cleats. Now, the Cowboys will go with Cooper Rush as their starting quarterback beginning next week against the Bengals. Will Greer is the team's number three quarterback, and he's currently on the practice squad. Cooper Rush won his first career start last year against the Minnesota Vikings when Prescott was out with a right calf strain. He threw for 325 yards and two touchdowns in a 20-16 win against the Vikings. Now, let's just look at the schedule coming up for these Dallas Cowboys, right? Week two, they play Adam Pac-Man Jones Bengals.
Yeah.
Then week three, the Giants, who everybody thought would maybe be a givey, maybe not, right? They play them on Monday Night Football. In week four, they play the Washington Commanders, who actually won. They play the Rams week five. Again, the Eagles, who everybody expects to win the division. They play them week six. They play the Lions week seven, then the Bears week eight. Then they get the bye. They're hoping that can be back around that time. But off the bye, they get Aaron and the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay. So Adam Pac-Man Jones, despite it only being one game, is the Cowboys season already over, especially with Dak Prescott potentially missing half the season?
Bro, play. How you doing, Pop? Be Jerry Jones for me, Omar. Hey, how you doing, Pop?
Hey, how you doing, Adam? How you doing?
I got a plan for you. I got some guy. His name is Cam Newton. This guy, he can come in. He can slow the game down for you. You could use both running backs. You ain't got to throw the ball, but 20, 25 times a game. With the running backs that you got, you know what I mean? Dink and dunk. I think this will be the best move for you until you get back.
Well, Adam, the thing about that, this young guy we got, Cooper Rush, he's just as good as an athlete, right? We saw him last year throw for 325 versus the Vikings and help us get a win. So we've put a lot into that quarterback room. I know a lot of people.
Hey, Pop. Right now you have no one can get open. The running games is the main thing.
Yeah, exactly. And with Cooper Rush and his athletic ability, I think we'll do a little bit more quarterback run, a little more zone read, and then maybe we'll play action and take some shots with the, you know, CeeDee Lamb down the field.
I think you should keep one athletic quarterback in mind, Pop.
Let me pose this question to you. Down here in Miami, they got Tua Tagovailoa as their starting quarterback. They have a young guy. What is his name?
Skylar Thompson
in seventh round pick who really had an
balled out in preseason.
He did, and it's not just the games. He has some strong practices.
Yeah,
he can clearly
he earned
be the number
right
two
to be on that team.
Teddy Bridgewater's out there. Teddy has saved a number of seasons now.
Yeah, he has.
He saved the New Orleans Saints the season.
Yeah,
I think he could be had for a fourth round pick.
Yeah, they might finagle a fifth.
I was giving you my final price.
Yeah.
Now,
I think
Pac-Man Jones.
That's a good idea, though. Honestly,
as the son of Jerry Jones, do you call Daddy and say, "Let's do it, Daddy," to save the season?
What do you think, Pat?
I definitely say you do it.
Okay.
You have to get a top guy, like, and I love Dak and. You know, but at the end of the day, this is what's on the line for the coach. regardless is Dak comeback or not.
Think about it.
Hold on. This is what you have to think about.
I'm so glad Pac said that because
as the head coach, mister,
yeah,
I'm letting you know this right now. You better win with Dak or without Dak. Because it's going to be a new sheriff in town if the Cowboys don't win this year. I'll tell you that, buddy.
And Adam Pac-Man Jones, that's a perfect segue because I was just going to ask you and Omar this question. Was this situation, because if you look around the NFC East, right, all the quarterback situations, the backups, they're all reliable, right? You look at Philly, they got Gardner Minshew, who's played a lot of games, won some games, has, I think he's thrown 42 touchdowns and only 12 interceptions. Tyler Heinicke, right? He's led Washington to a playoff game, right? He was the starter there before. And then the Giants, Tyrod Taylor has been to the playoffs as well, played a lot of games, has started. And then the Cowboys have Cooper Rush, right? So was this Jerry Jones just being too arrogant about, you know, having Dak? Or could he be technically setting up Mike McCarthy to be the fall guy? That way he can hire Sean Payton next year.
Do you believe
him? No, I don't think he's – Jerry's not within setting up nobody. He is one of the most loyal person that I've ever met. I don't think he's willing to set Mike up. But Mike, no. Hey, one thing about the Cowboys fan, like they say, every year at the end of the year, whether they win or lose, they be like, all right, we're going to the Super Bowl next year.
They do say that.
We're going to Super Bowl next year. Hey, man, we're going to Super Bowl next year.
This is my thing, Pac. Right, we talked about the team, right? You said no receivers can get open. Like, Jerry didn't make any moves. Like,
James, how did you like the play calling, though?
It was not good. It wasn't good. They tried to mix it up with having Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott in the same game, but it was the plays they did off of it. I mean, honestly, they should have literally put Pollard in Wildcat and had Zeke back there for the stuff they were trying to do as a nice switch up. But this is my thing, right? If you look at the receiver group, we talked about this a few weeks ago, Pac. Like, we're going to truly find out if CeeDee Lamb can be the guy, right? Really fast. And he had two drops. That was his issue last year, had two drops in this game. But if you're also looking at it from a front office view, right? Yeah. Like, you knew James Washington was hurt. You knew he was going to be out, about 8 weeks. You knew Michael Gallup was going to miss the first 4 or 5 weeks. Why the hell didn't you try to bring somebody in to help CeeDee Lamb on the outside and help your quarterback who you're paying all this money to? And then also, before Tyron Smith's injury, I had been saying the Cowboys need to get another swing tackle in here because if anybody goes down on the offensive line, it's going to be a long day. I thought they were in trouble with the starting O-line, but then you lose Tyron Smith. Tyler Smith is a guy who actually held up pretty well, right? A guy I really liked out of Tulsa. He was a guy you were going to put at guard and gradually bring him to be Tyron Smith's, future replacement. But now he's thrust into action at the left tackle position. Like, they were so thin on offense that if anybody got hurt, it was going to be a long day. So this is why I asked Pac about the setting up thing, because it's like, usually Jerry don't move like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he spends money to make sure he got the right people in there.
I'm a believer that Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys are one of the best run organizations.
By far.
When it comes to talent and personnel and talent evaluation.
And they know what the hell they're doing.
Now, with that said, Pac, I think you've done a disservice to your roster. This offensive 100%. Line isn't deep enough. And quarterback, Cooper Rush. Now, maybe they know something that we don't know.
Could it be like the Dak situation when he was a fourth-round
player? Well, like, let's think about this, though, y'all. The defense is pretty solid. They wouldn't stop the run. I ain't going to – Parson let everybody know that it wasn't just a rookie fluke. He played good up front to front. Yeah. They got it, Brady, pretty good for the most part.
We had a DeMarcus Lawrence showing. We haven't had one in about 3 years. We had one yesterday.
Yeah, they kept Brady up on the 300. Like,
They played well enough.
Yes, they did. Offensive-wise, they shit the bed.
But here's the thing. There also should be no shame to losing to Tom Brady.
Nah, we don't think like that. We hate losing, period. I don't care who it is.
Hey, can I ask you something, Omar? Let me ask you this. I got it right here in my notes. And we was talking about a guy named Todd, the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You remember that conversation we just had last week?
Yeah. Where you talked about him. And he's like,
so impressive. And the coach is the most important part.
I'm like, bro, have you seen what he did defensive-wise? Well, it spoke again last night.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
We saw it, but I think, Pac, to be honest with you, I love Coach Bowles. I played with him in 2015. Pause. But like, he's a really great. He's a
pause.
Really good.
That was
coach.
A good. We got to get that a drop.
Like everybody was so concerned. Like, can he handle this roster? It's like, honestly, he gonna really be on the defensive side because Byron Leftwich is still gonna do his thing on offense. Tom Brady gonna do his thing. And again, to your point, Pac, that defense was flying around. I mean, Akeem Hicks looked really good. I mean, Shaq Barrett was creating havoc in the backfield. I mean, Carlton Davis on the outside had a really good game at corner. So, I mean, I think that defense is gonna be who they are, right? Like, Todd Bowles just, you know, is gonna have control of the defense. He's kind of gonna let Byron Leftwich and Tom Brady run the offense. I think they're just gonna be fine. This is I Am Athlete Tonight. I'm your host, Lee J. Doosable, with my guys, Adam Pac-Man Jones and Omar Kelly. Now, let's talk about the team that beat the Cowboys, and we were kind of already doing that, the Buccaneers. Now, Tom Brady was in control for most of this game. He is now 7-0 in his career against the Cowboys, and yesterday went 18 of 27 for 212 yards and a touchdown with one interception. Here's Tom Brady earlier today on Let's Go, which you can hear right here on Mad Dog Sports Radio or anytime on the SXM app, talking about getting the year started on the right foot.
It was a good start for our team. A great performance by our defense, our run game, our O-line. Everyone stepped up. It feels good to win week one. It's a tough feeling. I know we didn't necessarily play our best, but to go on the road in week one against a really quality opponent and play a really solid game was a good way to start.
Adam Pac-Man Jones, did this win for the Bucs show more about the Bucs, or was it more about Dallas falling apart?
Hell no. It was more about Fat Boy Lenny, who everybody was talking about.
He was running that pill, wasn't he?
Oh, he's not in shape. Oh, he this and that. Man, did you see that boy coming downhill? Oh, my God.
With that funk, too.
With that funk.
He had 21 carries for 127 yards. Appreciate you, too, because I had him starting in my fantasy, so that was big.
Come on.
But come on. You think this game was more about the Bucs winning or the Dallas Cowboys falling apart?
Dallas is not as good as we thought they were. Obviously, they're going to go through a little bit of adversity now that they're playing a large stretch without Dak Prescott. But I was surprised that Brady and the Buccaneers – They took a step forward, and it's
they took a step forward in the run game.
Yeah, I think defensively, I
thought they were
defensively. That's the focal point of the team.
If you look at Tom Brady, he wasn't excited. He was pissed off during most of the games you watched because of the red zone efficiency. It was bad for the Tampa Bay Bucs. Like to Adam Pac-Man's point, like the Dallas Cowboys defense played good enough to win that game. They did a good job of shrinking the field in the red zone, getting after Tom Brady. You talked about Michael Parsons. He got after him for two sacks.
Yes.
I mean, Leonard Fournette chipped the hell out of him in one play and said, let him know that you ain't going to just be coming around this edge like that. But the Dallas Cowboys, Adigi Zua played really well against the run at times. Again, DeMarcus Lawrence, we had a couple sightings from him. So, I mean, this Dallas Cowboys defense played good enough to win. I think if you ask Tom Brady, he's glad that they start off on the right foot and got a win. But, you know, he's a perfectionist, right? He was pissed off how they played in the red zone. So, if you look at it, they still won 19-3. If they, fix some of those woes in the red zone, I mean, this Tampa Bay Bucs team could be really dangerous. And that's the perfect segue because I want to ask Pac-Man, where do you put the Bucs right now in the NFC? I mean, you look at it yesterday, the Packers got drummed by the Vikings. The Rams got smoked by the Bills. 49ers lost as well. Like, are they the number one team in the NFC right now?
Damn close. But like I told y'all last week, like I said again, they division, they gonna run through that shit. They gonna run through that. They probably won't lose a game.
They lost to New Orleans four straight times.
Bro, New Orleans just lost to Atlanta, bro. Did you watch the game?
New Orleans won. They came back. That's how you.
Oh, my God.
And Atlanta going to Atlanta, bro. We're going to talk about that later, but yeah.
Did I miss the end part of that game? Yeah,
Will Lutz made, a 50-something yarder to win the game at the end. Atlanta threw the game away like they always do.
Well, anyway, make a long story short. St. Louis, New Orleans, and the Falcons are, come on, Jameis Winston is a great speaker and
motivating,
but
he played really well the second half, though.
Yeah,
Omar, where do you put the Bucs in the NFC hierarchy right now?
I have them as my Super Bowl pick.
Ooh, that's so, you had them. You had them pick.
We had the I Am Athlete Tonight crew. make their Super Bowl selections. And I had the Bucs making it back to the
Super Bowl. I went back and forth between them and the 49ers. Now I know the 49ers played terrible yesterday.
I'm stuck.
But I think Jimmy G is going to be quarterback soon. So
but,
Hey, that's on that situation right there, bro.
Yeah.
I know he didn't play good this week, but
it was one game.
You got to be patient.
Yeah.
It was a monster.
But it's just so, it's so messed up, man, that they already like, where's Jimmy G?
They said people were talking about it yesterday already.
You know what? It's funny. We talked about that.
Bro, they had signs on Instagram with a couple of people outside of the thing. Like outside of, you know, where the players come.
But I'm going to let you go, Omar. But the crazy thing is, right, I'm not worried about the people on the outside. It's that locker room. And we talked about this, Pat. You know, if you're a veteran on that team, this guy is taking us to two NFC championships and the Super Bowl. And look here, Trey. Like, Nick Bosa already came out and told you, hey, you don't got to do much. You just can't lose us games, right?
That's the one thing. Don't turn the ball over.
Turn the ball over, and we won't lose games. So, like, I think that's the decision. Kyle Shanahan, it sucks. They put themselves in that predicament. They're going to have to make that. I mean, I'm praying that Trey Lance does do better, but my prediction was that Jimmy G would take back over the starting job. So, Omar, I'll let you finish, you know, off the topic that we were talking about before about the Bucks, and then we'll go to break.
Yeah, I was saying in regards to Jimmy G, I think that they're going to have to be patient, but they by week nine.
You think they give them to week nine?
I think they get to week nine. They got to get to week nine.
You got a made-ready team to make a Super Bowl or a playoff run.
I think you have to be patient. If you've gone this far down this rabbit hole, you got to see it through.
You also can't compound mistakes, which a lot of GMs do.
But at the end of the day, if you go back, if you make the decision
to go back.
Oh, it's all over.
Done it. They did it with Tua?
No. That's different. And
no, bro, come on.
Hated that man. So
yeah, they did the same thing with Tua. What, they had Fitz in there, and Fitz was winning, and they came back.
You think they should bring Jimmy G in breaking case of emergency situations?
Not right. No, I'm saying if it's week six.
It is week one, man.
No, that's what I'm saying. This is way too early. It's way too early. But I'm just saying down the stretch.
That is exactly why you guys said this is going to be a distraction.
100%.
Yeah,
100%.
We both agree with that, too.
And it makes the argument why, and I'm
always. Why they did it in the first place.
It makes the argument, and I've always hated this, why teams feel like they can't have quarterback competition. Because
you're a grown man getting paid now. It's a competition. Get it done.
But I agree with
get
you.
Get it done.
You can't say it like that because at the cornerback position, if they draft the guy first round and you got a guy that's
better,
obviously been playing okay, mediocre his whole career and chokes the year before, and they draft the guy, his ass is going to play. And 9 times out of 10, either we trying to trade this other guy or we going to let him play midway through the season and then the rookie guy is going to play. But it's no going back, you know what I mean, after you done made the decision. That's my personal opinion. It's got to be real ugly for him to go back to Jimmy. And then if they do, guess what? You got to pay him again. He back up. He free. What, you going to pay him? Who going to pay him? You going to pay a regular guy?
Give him a refund of the money that you took from me.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to I Am Athlete. Tonight, I'm your host, Lee J. Doosable, with my guys, Omar Kelly and Adam Pac-Man Jones. Shout out to the Vikings radio on Sirius XM for the final call. And that was Aaron Rodgers talking about how many opportunities they had in the game versus the Vikings during the press conference. And Aaron was not feeling yesterday's offensive performance. Now, this is what he said in the press conference. He said, obviously, it'd be great to have a 75-yard touchdown to start the game. Speaking about Christian Watson, he hit Christian Watson wide open on a go route, and Christian Watson dropped the 75-yard potential touchdowns. But Aaron Rodgers continued and said, but drops are going to happen. It's part of the game. It's the mental stuff that we just can't have because we're hurting ourselves. Whether we're going the wrong way or block or on a block or missing a protection, something, or missing a hot route or running the right route, the right depth. There was just too many mental mistakes. Now, before I go on to say what Aaron Rodgers continued to say, that is telling to me, guys, because Pac-Man, it's one thing, you know, not to have continuity, but now he's talking about preparation, right? Guys not running things at the right route, right depth. Guys missing protection. To me, that's a preparation thing, Pac-Man. So as a player, when you hear your quarterback say something like that, like, what do you think?
Well, you know they got a young group, so it's early, you know. So they're gonna go through miss quick routes, you know, picking up the highs and knowing where to be at the right depth. It's early, and this was a division game. But the way A-Rod can throw the ball and still was throwing the ball, I think he missed maybe one or two. That could have turned into big plays, but
yeah,
we ain't worried about A-Rod. A-Rod got it. He got to get all the young guys on the same page. I think the defense got to play better though. The defense didn't play.
Well, we'll play worse. That was a perfect segue because this is what Aaron Rodgers continued to say. He said, "Look, we've got to have patience with those guys." He's talking about the young guys. Rodgers game 22 for 34, passing for 195 yards and no touchdowns to offset the interception. He's like, they're young. They haven't been in the fire. The patience will be thinner as the season goes on, but the expectations will be high. We'll keep them accountable, but it's going to happen. Right. There's going to be drops. Hate to see it on the first play, but it's part of it. There's going to be drops throughout the season. This is the thing I want to ask Omar Kelly, and you guys answer this quickly because we'll get to break and we'll come back on this conversation. Is Aaron Rodgers to blame, right? Because the things he's talking about with these young guys, right, knowing where to run the route at, you know, certain depths, pointing out the protections. You know where all this could be worked on, Omar Kelly? Practice. In off-season workouts. Where was Aaron Rodgers at? He wasn't there. And I remember him vividly saying this during training camp. He was like, me being there wouldn't have made a big difference. Hold on. These guys have never played with you. They've never been on the NFL stage.
Wow.
But yet, you're mad that these guys aren't running the route at a certain, you know.
Bro, that doesn't matter, bro. Get at the right depth and just know that A-Rod is going to have the ball there. What are you talking about?
It matters because, Pac, you know this better than anybody as a defensive back. It's continuity. Sometimes quarterbacks want certain things run a certain way, right? Now, if I have a whole offseason to work with you and you could tell me the depth and where you want or where I want the ball at when you throw it, then that helps us on games on Sunday. But you weren't there the whole damn offseason. How does that help a young receiver, right, by you saying what he said earlier, right? You know, some of these guys need to pick it up,
He's throwing them under the bus.
Exactly. Instead of saying, you know what, I need to work with these guys. And he did it after the fact after everybody called him out. I need to work with these guys. And you said it, Pac, it's going to take a while. These guys are young. They never been in the fire like this. Christian Watson missed practically, you know, a whole like COVID year. And then he didn't play that many games because he played at North Dakota State. This is a guy that had issues with drops at North Dakota State. That was my biggest issue with him. I thought he had the highest upside of a lot of these receivers. But again, you missing a whole offseason with these guys to work and get that continuity as far as, you know, at this hitch route, this is where you got to run it. On this comeback route, this is where you got to run it. He wasn't there for any of that.
I Am Athlete Tonight is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. Support I Am Athlete Tonight with a 5-star rating and by leaving a review. That's a big deal, guys. Stop being lazy. Pick up your phones and leave a review and give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Want more? Catch the full 2 hours of I Am Athlete Tonight weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, SiriusXM Channel 82. Go to SiriusXM.com/IAA Tonight Trial to start your free trial today.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half-horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.